It's the Hoosier Ag Today, Wednesday podcast. Good morning on the 12th of August, 2026. I'm Andy Eubank, and the HAT podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Coming up today, C.J. Miller and Greg Allen on HAT News with an update on crop conditions from southwest Indiana and a look at what AI is and can really do on the farm. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has continued rain and maybe more thunderstorms in the Indiana farm forecast. And the ag markets yesterday lower. We'll have Arlen Suderman market and crop report analysis coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today, Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
No one knows exactly what the future holds. Weather, yields, markets, hybrids. They all have and do change. And while we can't know the future, we certainly can prepare to make the most of it. So the Fendt Ideal Combine is designed to maximize your performance across farming conditions. With tremendous harvesting capacity, unmatched unloading speed, and the quiet and comfortable cab with an optional joystick control so you can put in those long hours safely and comfortably, the Fendt Ideal Combine is designed to make the most of every opportunity and give you the edge no matter what Mother Nature throws your way. Come experience the Fendt Ideal Combine for yourself at Plevna Implement in Kokomo, Napanee, Auburn, and Rensselaer. The future may be unpredictable, but your farm's success shouldn't be. Until the harvest is perfect, make your combine ideal.
A review on the latest USDA crop report, and growers are using AI more and more. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. Indiana's corn and soybean crops are rated solidly across the state. According to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report, 66% of Indiana's corn and 65% of state's soybeans are rated in good to excellent condition. C.J. Miller has this update from southwestern Indiana.
Right now in Posey County and the surrounding counties next to us here, I feel we're a little bit better than that.
That's Mark Sipe, who farms with his family near Poseyville.
For down here, the corn has had nothing but excellent, ideal conditions all along. The soybeans basically have taken a little bit on the chin. They got to be a little bit out of the ground. They got to be growing a little bit. And then we hit a little bit of a dry spell. And actually, the agronomist that we have made the comment that the soybeans have quit growing for a little while. But then we got the rains. We got the moisture back in the ground. They took off again.
He says the early start to planting across the southern part of the state means there may also be a much earlier start to harvest.
Well, actually, there's some guys that are starting to talk about the end of next week. There's silage that has been wrapped up in some areas around here already. They've taken off the fields that they wanted for silage. So that's already gone. So that gives you an idea where we're at.
And while some agronomists are seeing tar spot, gray leaf spot, and other disease pressures impacting crops, Sipe says he and his family were proactive earlier this spring with their fungicide applications.
The guys pretty much put a lot of fungicide on early. I think the fungicides paid off for everybody jumping in early. And then some of them have applied a second application of fungicides. And so we've been fairly blessed with low disease pressure so far this year.
Hear more from Posey County farmer Mark Sipe at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Growers are using AI for everything from analyzing field data and scouting crops
to making equipment more efficient and helping with day-to-day business decisions. Shannon Kellner, Vice President of Livestock for Merck Animal Health, says the more that AI is used, the more useful it becomes.
The beauty of a lot of these tools, as well as sometimes the more difficult thing if you're in the business of selling them, is the more the tool gets used, the more data you have, the smarter the tool gets, the more insights you get. And as you start to apply the artificial intelligence concept over that, you start to see value propositions.
A 2026 study tested ChatGPT on corn production decisions, including planting, fertilization, irrigation, and insecticide applications. Researchers found the system could process information such as historical data, crop maps, and sensor readings to produce practical recommendations quickly.
Because each management, how they manage their labor is different, how their feeding programs are different, just all the things that they do different, the tool is customizing itself to optimize that, as well as they will learn new ways to do things as well. So it's an extremely fascinating area, and the value that's going to be unlocked, we don't even know yet.
The goal is not to replace the farmer, but to give farmers another source of information to make better decisions. I'm Greg Allen.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Every day, Indiana turkey farmers produce high-quality protein for Hoosiers. When visiting the Indiana State Fair, be sure to come by the Northwest Pavilion behind the Midway, where turkeys are on display at the Poultry Experience. You can meet turkeys and their poultry friends and learn about their care from Purdue Animal Science student ambassadors. Did you know Indiana is number 4 in U.S. turkey production? Learn more fun turkey facts at the State Fair and check out indianaturkey.com for recipe inspiration.
Indiana farmers know you learn best from people who've been in the field. This August 25th starts with just that, an exclusive 2-hour morning clinic for farmers on getting more out of your combine at harvest. Hands-on, practical, and lunch is provided. Then the WIN Ag Summit opens its doors to everyone. Connect with farmers, ag tech partners, and the WIN team. See what's possible on your farm. It's all for free at the Beck Agricultural Center in West Lafayette. Register at whin.org/agsummit26.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Keep the umbrella handy. That's pretty much all I can tell you here for the rest of this week. We're starting today with rain across a large part of the state, sagging south and southeastward. It's going to be winding down. It probably gives us several hours of relatively dry weather this afternoon into this evening. But after midnight, we're starting to see moisture refire with showers and storms through tomorrow morning, midday, and afternoon. Thunderstorms can be strong overnight tomorrow night into Friday. The action tries to dwindle down Friday afternoon. We get a little bit of a hole again before after midnight. Showers and storms return for the Saturday and Sunday time frame both. Definitely seeing some good moisture here, another 1 to 2, 2.5 inches before the weekend ends. Next week is interesting. Not seeing much to get started on Monday and Tuesday, but there is a decent threat of rain to return for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. The thing that I'm seeing, though, that's a little different, we're starting to see an expansion of the hot dome that's back over the central and southern plains. And if that does expand and push farther north and northeast, two things. First of all, we get hotter and more humid here. Not something I'm necessarily excited about because the last few days of humidity just have not been nice at all. But that is issue number one. Issue two, that should push the axis of most active precipitation a little bit farther north. So we'll have to watch that hot dome very, very closely for the second half of next week. If it does expand, that may push precipitation up across parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and the Great Lakes rather than sitting right across us. So that's up in the air right now. I'm still saying very active, multiple rounds of rain possible for the Hoosier State Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week, but we'll see whether that mitigates a little bit farther to the north. In any case, you get into the week of the 24th, and we're seeing some scattered showers to our west and south, but not necessarily super eager to get them in here just yet. So stay tuned. A lot of uncertainty here. It really comes down to what air mass is going to dominate certain parts of the U.S. because moisture is going to be in between the warm air and the cool air. Right now, we're right underneath that track. That track can move as those air masses do. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A sell-off across the board. This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Tuesday Farm Market Review. I'm Ian DeEubank. Final numbers coming up. We'll begin with insights from market analyst Arlen Suderman of StoneX. I spoke with him at the end of the session. Sharply lower in the bean and wheat markets, and corn followed a couple or 3 cents lower throughout the trading session for the most part. So a Tuesday prior to a Wednesday, August crop report that maybe suggest something about what the trade anticipates from USDA on Wednesday, Arlen?
Anticipates or fears. It could go either way. We have the pre-report estimates expecting very modest reductions in USDA's corn and soybean yields. But perhaps the market is fearing higher numbers or higher acreage numbers. They remember how a year ago in this August report, USDA shocked us all with a 2.1 million acre increase in corn area. And some acreage adjustment is expected tomorrow as USDA again uses those certification records from the FSA offices. And there's a lot of debate about which way those acreages should shift and a lot of uncertainty. And I think that just has traders nervous today.
Do you have a thought on what might happen with acreage?
My bias is that we'll see another million or less acres shifted from corn to soybeans based on the satellite data that I've seen and some people we've been working with. I don't have a high level of confidence in that satellite data yet. That's why we're kind of working with and testing them out and see how they do. But that's my sense. There's other rumors out there of data showing that the opposite effect happened. So my confidence level is low, but my bias is a little bit more shift from corn to soybeans.
Was there anything else at play driving especially the soybean market lower on Tuesday?
Well, we started off with about a 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern time headline that Iran and Oman were close to an agreement on reopening the Strait of Hormuz. That's questionable about believing any headlines out of the Middle East, but yet it was enough to cause stock futures to rally and energy and food-based commodities to sell off, treasury yields to go down, the dollar to go down. Many of the other markets recovered back, not really believing the headlines, but the grain and oilseeds never did recover, primarily staying in the red all day long and momentum continuing to push them lower. Some fear about the increase in acreage in tomorrow's report weighing on soybeans, really, even though I think it's probably unmerited at this point. If China ends up buying all 25 million metric tons on top of the biofuel program we have, we're going to need every soybean bushel we can produce.
Meanwhile, demand seems pretty good. Another flash sale announcement, actually a couple of flash sales announced on Tuesday morning for soybeans, new crop. That did not make much difference, though, obviously.
No, I think the market is focused on supply right now ahead of this report. And at some point, that focus will shift to demand. Will that be this August report? Will it be the September report or the October report? But at some point, it'll shift to demand. I think that'll be positive for soybean demand. And I think it'll be a little bit more positive for corn as well, although soybeans will primarily be the driver.
Market insights from Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at StoneX. Now, the Tuesday settlements, September corn a penny and a half lower. It ends at 436 and three quarters. And Dease, 460 and a half, a penny and a quarter down. September beans, a dime and a quarter off, 11 51.5. November, 11.68¾. 10¾ lower. September wheat, 6.30¼. 10¼ down. The meat's also down. October live cattle, 226.32, down 57. And October lean hogs, 35 cents lower, going to 83.32. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, 20 years serving Indiana farmers.